Welcome to Today's Issues, offering a Christian response to the issues of the day. Here's your host, Tim Wildman, President of the American Family Association.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Welcome to the radio program, Today's Issues. I'm Tim Wildman with Jim Stanley. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, sir.
And Abraham Hamilton III. Abe, good morning to you, my friend.
Good morning, Tim.
Ed Battagliano is not here today, so Ed hopefully be back tomorrow.
A little under the weather, yeah, so we need to pray for him.
Or so he says.
as dreary as the day is in Tupelo, Mississippi,
yeah.
I'm guessing it's not a golf day.
No, I know. Ed doesn't golf anyway.
Oh, well, there you
go. We're thankful for that. Anyway, I'll just say Ed is not here today. He's not feeling well. Pray for Ed, and hopefully he'll be back tomorrow.
Amen.
Now, this is Miracle Monday. So what we do once a month, that is the first Monday of the month, during this hour on this show, we have what we call Miracle Monday. What we do is we invite you to call in and share a miracle that God has done in your life or that God has done in someone you know personally. So it's either happened to you or it's a firsthand knowledge of a miracle God has worked.
All right, so you believe that God is active in our lives today?
Yes, sir. And and if you listen to this show,
you will too.
You will too.
That's right.
Because so I'm going to give the phone number.
888-589-8840.
This is the phone number to call to be on the air with us. We want you to call and share your miracle or share a miracle you know about firsthand and that God has done. Go ahead.
888-589-8840.
Okay. 888-589-8840. Now, we don't, this is live radio. Okay. We're not doing background checks on people's stories, Abe. It's like you're in church and you have popcorn testimony.
Did you clarify that because he used to be a prosecutor?
Background check? Yeah. Well, I just want people to know this is live radio, and so somebody may call in with a wacky story, and you may say, that's not true. I can't remember that happening during this hour, but it's a possibility that somebody may just make something up out of whole cloth.
Well, here you go. You ready? Yeah. The views and opinions expressed on this program do not necessarily reflect those of American Family Association.
That always sounds funny, though. So you're telling me that American Family Association doesn't improve their own network?
No, sir.
Necessarily.
That protects us from the loony calls.
Right. That's what I know. I know that and you know that, but it still sounds funny when the president of American Family Association has a radio program in which you said the views and opinions expressed. But what we're saying, as you said, is we're not...
Right.
We can't be responsible for what everybody says who calls in on the radio. Mm-hmm.
And you'd be surprised how many emails I get saying, so you're saying Tim doesn't speak for AFA?
Right. No, that's not what we're saying at all. We're protecting ourselves because when you take calls and you don't know who people are and they haven't been screened, then sometimes you run the risk of people saying things. What if somebody gets on here and uses a cuss word?
Well, you know, hopefully Brent will catch that and our listeners will hear.
That's happened a couple of times.
But, yes, sir.
But it's extremely rare. Extremely rare. Okay, so the
sometimes from the guest.
Huh?
Sometimes from the guest who you wouldn't we had a military guy on, retired general, and
he
dropped
was
an
H-bomb.
He
was using some salty language.
So, wow. All right.
Yeah. So let me give you the phone number again to call in, 888-589-8840. Abe, you've seen miracles happen?
I have seen miracles happen. You all don't know this, but I was hit by a car as a kid.
Oh.
Yeah, I have a slight scar. You can see it. The listeners can't see it. I have a scar on my head right now. It used to go all the way down my face. I got hit by a car.
Like you were standing in a driveway? Or?
I was riding my bike on the sidewalk.
Oh, I see.
On a day after the rain had just ended in a car. Driving too fast, was trying to turn and lost control and came up on the sidewalk and hit
me.
I was a little boy.
So you could have died?
Yeah. The doctor said I should have died. And I played a baseball game that same day.
Amen.
I got stitched up and played baseball that same
day. So it was a miracle that you lived.
It was an absolute miracle that I lived.
Praise God.
Praise God. Yeah.
That you're here today. I mean,
So I know miracles.
You know miracles happen.
Happen, absolutely.
All right, let's go, Jim.
All right. We're going to go to George in Raton, New Mexico. George, welcome to Miracle Monday on Today's Issues.
Hello. Thank you. Thank you. Enjoy listening to AFR. It's a station I have constantly. I'm on.
Thank you, Jim. Appreciate it, my friend.
George.
George, excuse me. It'd be a miracle if I changed your name. Okay. But I'm not. George, my apologies. Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, I'm a guitar player, actually, by profession. And, of course, and on weekends that I'm not working out somewhere, I'm playing with a church band. And last year was doing some log splitting and just wasn't paying attention. And I got a couple of fingers mashed in the log splitter.
Mm.
And, oh, man, that was a horrific experience. On my left hand, and, of course, that's the hand that I play the up and down the strings with on. And so I pulled my hand out of my glove, opened up the log splitter, pulled my hand out of the glove, and, of course, two fingers was just a mess. The left side of each finger of the two middle fingers was like split open like a wiener when you put wieners in hot water, you know, how they bust open. And the fingernails were twisted halfway around and sticking up in the air.
Wow. Oh, my word.
And, the first thing I thought of was, oh, man, what am I going to do? Because I'm supposed to play guitar Sunday. And so on the way into the house, I just started praying. I said, Lord, you know, thank you for healing my fingers. Just thank you for healing my fingers. Got in the house, dumped a whole bottle of hydrogen peroxide in the sink, stuck my hand in there, and, of course, it started bubbling. I had a sink full of red bubbles, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I just kept it in there and kept it in there and kept it in there until finally it felt like there was a change. I was concerned about getting the infection out so for healing and stuff. And so I pulled it out, and it was bleeding real bad, of course. And so I thought, well, I better stop the bleeding, and I better turn the fingernails around and get them in place physically as close to as I could, looking naturally and normally, which was hard to do at that point because the fingers were really mashed bad. But I did manage to get them wrapped up with one hand, and I still don't know how that happened, and went out and started finishing up with the log splitter because I had it rented out that day. And says, man, I better go ahead and do what I can do. My buddy was helping me. And so the next day, my sister saw me. She says, what happened to your hand? I said, well, I got it caught in the log splitter. She said, did you go to the emergency room? I said, well, no, because I, you know, got it wrapped up now and stuff. So I went ahead, and she insisted that I go to the emergency room, and I did. And they soaked all the bandages off and everything and took a look at it. And they said, you better see a hand specialist, which is coming into town tomorrow. So I did. I went to the appointment and saw the hand specialist. And he says, well, I'll be back next week. We'll take a look. He says, come back in. So I did. And by the next week, it'll make a long story short, 10 days after the accident, the hand specialist told me, he says, well, I think you can go ahead and start playing guitar, because he took the bandages off. And he says, how does that feel? And how does that feel? And, of course, my fingernails was a total mess. And he said, well, you know, he says, I think you can go ahead and start playing guitar. And I was very reluctant. I waited another 2 days before I even got my hand on a guitar. But the Lord had just answered that prayer. And
amen.
Those two fingers that had been mashed and popped open like a wiener, completely healed. I have all kinds of all the feeling that I ever had in those fingers. Did not get disturbed. I didn't break any bones. No bones were broken on the tips. And the whole thing, I just attribute it to and thank the good Lord that he answered prayer and healed me in actually 10 days.
Amen.
Well, George, I know that the especially the restoration of the fingernails was very important. I have some friends that are pickers, and they, a couple of them actually grow their nails out on purpose so they don't have to use picks. And so we're glad the Lord took care of you and glad that you were able to continue to praise him.
Amen. Thank you, George. Praise the Lord. Amen.
All right. Let's talk to Gloria now in Mount Vernon, Illinois. Gloria, welcome to today's Issues, Miracle Monday.
Thank you for taking my call. My miracle is, I've got lots of miracles, but this one is my knees were so bad that the doctor at Effingham had scheduled me a double knee replacement July 20th last year. And before that, I went to see him for going before your surgery time, and I was walking on the side of my right foot, wearing my shoe off, and I said, how come my foot's going that way? And he said, your knees are just so shot, it's throwing you that way. The very next night, I go to my church in Mount Vernon, Illinois. The pastor there, after church was over, I showed him how I was walking. He said, he called one young man up to pray for me, and everybody laid hands on me in Jesus' name. The Lord straightened my foot up right there in church.
Amen.
And praise Jesus. I did not have to have the double knee replacement.
Are you serious?
Amen.
I am serious. I have another testimony. See, getting ready for the surgery a few weeks before the time was for that, I was out doing loppers, you know, trying to cut down limbs. And they had told me in 12, don't even do nothing. I could use all use of my right arm, but they said I was bone on bone over at St. Louis. But I decided to go out and do that and mow my grass from 10:30 in the morning till 3:30 in the afternoon. At 3:30, I looked at my left thumb, but where the thumb and the first finger goes together right there, there was a blister and it was open. It was half open, not all the way, but all that juice and stuff, you know, nothing in it. I pushed it down, and I said, Lord, you can put that back if you want to. This time of year is bad for infection, you know? And the next night, I'm pulling my slacks on, sitting on my bed, and there is nothing there. I have had a scar on my hand there from that blister for 12 months now, and I just come on, people are seeing that. When most blisters, you never see nothing once they're healed.
Amen.
Jesus.
So it's amen. Amen. Hey, Gloria. Praise God. Thanks for calling us, Gloria.
There's
appreciate
no limit to Jesus.
Amen.
That's the truth right
amen.
There.
Let the redeemed Thank you, Gloria. Of the Lord say so.
You're listening to Miracle Monday on American Family Radio. Okay, folks, you got first two calls going to be hard to beat right there if we're ranking miracles here.
Well,
today.
This next one might be right in the running.
I don't mean that seriously. Every miracle God works is a
miracle.
Is a miracle
By definition.
By definition, that's right. But
well, you know, when you were talking to Abe a moment ago, and he said he had seen miracles. I was thinking about the miracle that he just had with his wife. And the birth of their new child.
Absolutely.
Those are, when you're there at the point of birth.
When can you tell us that one, that miracle?
About the baby being born?
Uh-huh. Well, just the miraculous way God conceives life in the womb and then to see the birth.
Oh, you're talking about a common everyday miracle.
Yes.
That people experience.
Yes.
But it's still a miracle nonetheless.
It is.
But because it's so common, we don't even think about it
exactly.
Anymore.
But when you're there and you get to see it, man, reminds you.
Absolutely. All right. Let me give the phone number one more time and tell people this is Miracle Monday. What we do this hour every month, first Monday of every month, is we let people call in from around the country and share how God has worked miracles in their life. So if this is something that's happened to you, or you know somebody that has happened to, then you're welcome to call. We need something that you know firsthand, though, that's happened as a miracle. By miracle, we mean something supernaturally that happened to you or someone you know and can only be explained by the hand of God. That's what we're looking for here. And our phone number is 888-589-8840. The Bible says God works miracles, and he works miracles today. And we know that because we hear from people all over the country. And you know people, folks, who God has worked in their life miracles. So praise the Lord.
Amen.
For that, the Bible is true. God is real.
And from Jesus, in the beginning.
And Jesus still heals.
Right. Amen.
I just made that up right there.
You did well.
Yeah.
That was good.
God is real and Jesus still heals. That's a...
We should copyright it.
So I don't know how the Lord feel about me making money off off that right there. I probably don't need to pursue that.
Are you saying he might?
I'm just
going to
give that away for free. Everybody can use that for free right there. All right, let's go back to the phone.
Sheila calling from Mantachie, Mississippi. Sheila, welcome to Miracle Monday on Today's Issues.
Thank you. My miracle is not with myself, but with my identical twin grandson. I have, when he was 4 or 5 years old, my son and daughter took him to the doctor, and they told he was having trouble with his head, so they took x-rays. And they come back in, and they told my son and my daughter-in-law that he has a tumor on his brain. So they sent us from Tupelo to Laboners in Memphis, Tennessee. And the doctor up there, she was a pediatric surgeon. She was a lady. And they took x-ray a week before they did the surgery, and the tumor was still there. Well, the morning of surgery, she went in, and she did the surgery. She came back into the room, and we were all there, and our pastor was there, and the deacons of our church was there, and family members. And she came back in, and she said, "I don't understand." Well, of course, all of our hearts just fell. You know, we thought, well, what happened? She said, I cut his skull off where the tumor was at. There was the stain, and it was on the outside of his brain, on the skin of his brain. And she said, the stain is there, but the tumor's gone. She said, there's no tumor. There's no sign of a tumor. Well, we all just started praising God. She said, I don't understand. We said, we understand. Because for a month before this, we have had our prayer warriors, our pastor, our deacons, everybody in our churches around, and I even got on the internet and went all over the world asking for prayer for my little grandson. And we said, we know what happened. God healed my grandson. And my son was sitting there, and he said, God healed my son. And she said, she was a religious lady, and she said, yes, I understand that. But she said, you know, a week ago, it was there. This morning, it's gone. And we all just started jumping and praising God, and we said, well, we know he's a miracle worker, and he is still working miracles today. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, amen.
Thank you, Sheila. We appreciate that. And let me tell you know, sometimes he when you said there was nothing left but the stain, that's just the evidence of his moving. He left that there so there would be a testimony of his goodness. Amen. Thanks for sharing that with us.
Thank you.
All right, God bless.
This gets me excited.
Amen. I knew it would. Hey, if you want to send us an email, you can do that at this address, comments@afr.net. comments@afr.net is our email address here at American Family Radio. And we thank you for listening wherever you may be tuned in across the country or on the internet. A lot of people listen on our website and on our apps. So if you want to listen to American Family Radio on your cell phone or your iPad, you can listen anywhere in the world with those devices or any other kind of electronic device where you can download the app. So a lot of people listen that way. So we appreciate you listening to AFR however you may be tuned in. And back to the phones, Jim.
Okie doke. We're going to talk to Elva calling in from Houston, Texas. Elva, welcome to Today's Issues Miracle Monday. Hi, Elva.
Hi, thank you. Hello, how are you?
Doing well. You want to share your testimony?
Yes, sir. I back in about 2002, I had the horrible habit of smoking ever since I was 15 years old. And at that time, I didn't figure that out before I called. I already had my first. I was having I had my first grandchild. I'm sorry, I'm nervous. I had my first grandchild. She was about 2 years old, and I was smoking. I was trying to quit. I couldn't quit. I was cheating on a cigarette one day because I had already tried to make a promise to the Lord that I was going to quit. And I was cheating on a cigarette, being very guilty. Ended up, it was late at night. I ended up, you know, going to bed, laying down, and I was praying. And I said, Jesus, please forgive me for cheating on smoking and for offending you. And I heard his voice tell me, in my mind, the way you hear music when you have headphones on, he said, he goes, oh, you're not offending me. You're offending yourself. And it doesn't mean that you lose your salvation. It just means you'll die sooner.
Wow.
And I laid there. I laid there just stunned at what I had just heard. I could not believe it. That was the first time I had ever heard his voice. The following day, I had no urges for smoking. I quit cold turkey. And I want to add that he also clarified something for me that I know that the devil kept, you know, picking on me with, was I always thought, you know, I was always doubting my salvation because I would smoke, I would, you know, lie, feel like I hated somebody or got angry at somebody, and he was always using that against me. And the Lord clarified that for me, and I wasn't even asking him for that, but he clarified that for me when he told me I wouldn't lose my salvation. My salvation was secure. And that's when I remembered that scripture that says we have an advocate with the Father for when we sin. And so I figured out, that it is not in temptational sin that causes us to be unsaved. It is intentional sin. So, and that was clarified for me. I became a stronger Christian because of that, and I've been with him ever since.
Amen.
And one of the reasons I was trying to quit smoking before was because, you know, I had my first grandchild. I did not want her to see me smoking. Another reason was I would be a stumbling block. If I ever tried to share Jesus Christ with anybody, I would be a stumbling block if they ever saw me somewhere smoking. And I did not want to be a stumbling block to the Lord's work. And the third reason was I was already at a point where I would start coughing and coughing and coughing, and I couldn't catch my breath. So I had a real bad sting in my throat because of it. And that's been since 2002 that I've quit.
Wow.
And I give all the glory to the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
I have two other testimonies. If you don't have other callers after me, incredible ones that have happened to two members of my family.
Well, Elva,
how many?
We have the board is full.
Yeah, we got a bunch of calls here. Okay. Hey, can you call back next month?
I'll call next Monday.
Yeah, amen. Next month. Thank you.
God bless.
I tell you what, let's go ahead and take our break. When we get back, Jim, where are we going?
We're going to talk to Moretta in Lumberton, Texas, and then to Yvonne in Jackson, Missouri. And let's see, we also have Memphis, Texas as well with Patricia.
Now, Memphis, Texas?
That's the information I have been given.
She changed it. It's Memphis, Tennessee.
Oh, there we go. All right. And she's turning red also.
Our phone screener, who will
remain
nameless, is getting her states mixed up here.
And is that perhaps Lumberton, Mississippi?
I don't know. We'll find out.
No, Lumberton, Texas. She's standing firm on that one.
Okay. Well,
you need a lifeline?
We will be back momentarily with more of Miracle Monday. Thank you for all who've called, and we'll get to many more calls in the next few minutes.
Next time on Today's Issues, we'll talk with Dr. Michael Brown from Line of Fire about the FBI's recommendation on Hillary Clinton.
There is this sense in the Jewish community that we are called to stand for justice and that we should have a social conscience.
We'll also hear from Buddy Smith and Jeff Shambly on the American Family Studios documentary, The God Who Speaks. All that and more next time on Today's Issues, weekday mornings at 11 Eastern, 10 Central on AFR and online at AFR.net.
Did you know that the Arlington National Cemetery was originally built during the Civil War? That's right. It was the home of Robert E. Lee, actually, who was the general of the Confederacy. Little known fact about the Arlington National Cemetery, which today is an iconic tribute to our fallen heroes. Hello everyone, I'm Tim Wildman, president of the American Family Association and American Family Radio. We'll visit the Arlington National Cemetery in September on our spiritual heritage tour, as well as going to many other sites in our nation's capital. We'll also go to the home of George Washington, Mount Vernon. In addition, Colonial Williamsburg, Jamestown, and Yorktown will be a place we visit just prior to our nation's capital. So if you'd like to go on either of these tours in September, or both, we welcome you to find out all the information at the website spiritualheritagetours.com. That's spiritualheritagetours.com.
Hello, Americans. I'm Todd Starnes with this Fox News and commentary next. Black Lives Matter protesters laid siege to a number of cities over the weekend, including my hometown, Memphis, Tennessee. They shut down the Interstate 40 bridge over the Mississippi River, stranding thousands of motorists in sweltering heat for hours. Memphis police and the Tennessee Highway Patrol stood down and allowed these agitators to block a major roadway. I believe they call that aiding and abetting. Protesters even blocked a car trying to escort a child to the hospital. Apparently, that child's life did not matter. The car was eventually allowed to pass after police intervened. It's still not clear how shutting down a bridge advances their cause, but common sense has not been a benchmark of the BLM movement. Instead of turning a blind eye, the Memphis PD should have sealed off both ends of the bridge and arrested every single person not in a vehicle. The rule of law matters, folks. Without it, we've got anarchy. I'm Todd Starnes.
This is Today's Issues. Email your comments to comments@afr.net. Past broadcasts of Today's Issues are available for listening and viewing in the archive at afr.net. Now, back to more of Today's Issues.
Welcome back to Miracle Monday on Today's Issues here on American Family Radio. Jim Stanley, Tim Wildman, and Abe Hamilton. I'm sure glad you let us call you, Abe.
Oh, no problem at all.
Because what was it, Tim? He gave your full legal name a minute ago.
He did. And
I was thinking, boy, Abe sure does work a lot easier, doesn't it? So, Miracle Monday, the number to call is 888-589-8840. 888-589-8840.
You know, our call screener said it was Memphis, Texas. It's Memphis, Tennessee.
It's Memphis, Tennessee.
Yeah, and I told Lynette we would not tell anybody that she was the one responsible.
Well, that's good because her name's not Lynette.
That's why it's an anonymous. That's why I changed her name to protect her innocence.
To protect the innocence.
Well, she's not Jim's. Innocent. She's guilty. But I changed her name to protect the guilt. Protect the guilty. Wasn't that what they did on
like Hillary TV? Clinton?
Huh?
With Hillary Clinton?
No. Wow. What was the name of that TV show that, where they say? Where they say?
Wasn't that
the name's Dragnet?
Dragnet. Yeah.
The names have been changed to
protect the innocent.
Protect the innocent. All right, back to the phones.
We're going to talk to Moretta, and I hope I got the pronunciation right on that. And Moretta, welcome to Miracle Monday on Today's Issues.
Thank you for having me. I wanted to share our miracle. Our son was in a terrible accident 4 years ago, and he was in the lowest coma scale, not expected to live, and he was in a coma for like 6 weeks. And then we took him over to Tier in Houston, and they said for us to go find a nursing home to put him in. Mm. And I just, when we walked in there, initially after his accident, I had wonderful peace that God told me it would be all right. And so my son, my other son, was so distraught, and I said, no, God told me it's going to be all right. And I'm not saying it's been an easy journey, but he's driving the car, he's working, going to school, and living on his own.
Praise
Amen.
God.
Amen. That's awesome. And that's not a word I use very often because it's so overused.
That is true.
But when you're talking about God and you're talking about healing like that, I really think that's when awesome applies.
Mm. Well, we had so many prayers. I mean, it was just wonderful. All the, you know, the prayers at the church and the support. And it was just, it was wonderful, and it's been a process, but, you know, we've all come out better for it, including him. He does have a speech problem, but that's really the only residual that's left.
Amen. Well, we'll keep praying with you about that.
Yeah. Amen.
And we're praying for that every day. But I just wanted to share that because, like I said, he wasn't expected to live, and they told us to find a nursing home and praise the Lord. He's living on his own.
Amen. Well, thank you so much for that, Moretta. We appreciate your testimony.
Thank you for calling, sister.
And God bless.
That was Moretta from Lumberton, Texas, right?
Yes, sir.
You're listening to the radio program Today's Issues. We're here Monday through Friday with this program for an hour and a half from 10:05 to 11:30 Central Time. But on the first Monday of the month, we have what we call Miracle Monday. So for this hour, we're just taking calls from across the country where people are telling us what God has done in their life. Miracles. And the reason we do this is to encourage and edify.
Right.
As Abe said, the scripture says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so.
Amen.
And that's what we're, that's what we do this first Monday of every month for this hour. And where is that scripture? You know?
I have to look it up. I don't remember
look it up.
Off the top of my head.
Okay, look it up because that's a scripture we all need to memorize today. Back to the phones.
All right. We're going to talk to Patricia calling from Memphis, Tennessee. Patricia, welcome to Miracle Mondays on Today's Issues. Well, we were going to talk to her.
I'll just tell you, Patricia, if you can call back, she said the note said that she fell asleep while driving.
Oh.
And
no, you're not. You think she may have fallen asleep during the phone call?
No.
Oh, okay.
I don't mean to make fun of that at all.
Okay.
The note said she fell asleep.
Right.
That did sound bad, but I didn't intend it for it to. It said she fell asleep while driving. I was just looking at that miracle.
Yeah.
I've done the same.
I'm guessing that she evidently had an accident and the Lord protected her.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah.
But I fell asleep. There's probably a lot of people listening who's falling. I fell asleep and hit a tree.
Did you really?
Yes. When I was 16.
Wow.
I guess. And we were up all night at a youth rockathon. I'm not talking about a rock concert. I'm talking about where you get in a rocking chair and they
right
people
you're pay. Raising money for your youth group.
Yeah, it's a stupid way to raise money. Can I just say that?
I guess I have sponsored young people.
I fell in our church. Well, it's just still a stupid way to raise money. I had a guy in our church, and he told me. I said, Mister. Tell the gentleman what his name was. I said, would you sponsor me in our youth rockathon? And he's a church member now.
Mm-hmm.
He said, nope, won't do it. He said, if you want to come over and rake leaves at my house
right.
or clean out my gutters
yeah.
or mow my grass, I'll be glad to pay you. But to sit in a rocking chair and rock? No, I'm not. I'm sorry. But anyway, I stayed up all night at one of those things and then took my girlfriend, who's now my wife, home. And she lived 10 miles out of town on the way back because I stayed up all night.
Right.
Boom, hit a tree. Wow. Praise the Lord, I was in a LeSabre Buick, a big old car.
Yeah.
The mini tank.
Yeah, mini
exactly.
tank.
Exactly.
And I was only going like 15 or 20 miles an hour when I fell asleep. So.
This is not meant to impugn you by your age or anything.
Yeah.
But that's back when cars were cars.
Oh, yeah, and I'm thankful.
They were solid.
If it was been a dinky little car, I probably wouldn't be talking to you here today.
Well, we're glad you're here.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Jim. That means a lot to me.
And that scripture is Psalms 107:2. I texted it to you.
What?
Psalms 107:2.
Which says what?
Let the redeemed of the Lord say so.
Amen.
Amen. All right, ready to go back to the phone?
We are.
Let's talk to Renee calling from Lafayette, Indiana. Or is it Lafayette, Indiana?
It's Lafayette.
Lafayette. All right. Well, here in Mississippi, we have a Lafayette County, and then, of course, in Louisiana, it's Lafayette. So I always ask. I should know by now, though. Well, Renee, welcome to Trivia. No, welcome to Miracle Monday on Today's Issues.
Well, thank you. Well, we go on mission trips to West Africa every year, and back in 2013, we were over there. And we take a team of doctors with us, and we're also planting churches. So we were over there doing that. And the country that we're in is very safe, so it's kind of it's kind of hard to tell somebody sometimes what happened, but there was about three guys that broke into our mission house about 1 o'clock in the morning, and they were just going to rob us. They were just going to steal anything that was worth anything. So they got into one of the windows that was open, and it was one of the doctors. And they stole all of his stuff, and they locked him in a little bathroom there, and they were just going from room to room to steal stuff. And me and my roommate, they came into our room, and they told us to be quiet. And my roommate started screaming, and then she started praying real loud. And she told me later that she just wanted those guys to hear the name Jesus if anything was going to happen. So when she started screaming, one of the guys came over to her side of the bed, and she didn't know it, but he had a great big knife, and she had her head down praying. And one of the neatest things to see is God's hand of protection over my roommate, because that guy never touched her. And I was hollering at him, no, no, and he never touched her. It's just God.
Amen.
Yeah. So then he came around to the foot of my bed, and he grabbed my backpack, and it had my passport in it. And your passport's gold when you're overseas.
Right.
So I was just reaching out. I was just going to grab my passport, and they could have anything else. But as soon as I touched my backpack, the one guy stabbed me. And I know this is kind of graphic, but you got to know that it was very serious because, I mean, this is God's grace and mercy. So he stabbed me in my upper arm, and the knife went all the way through.
Mm.
Wow. And the other guy by the door, he had a knife too, and I'm pretty sure he was aiming for my back, but God just kind of moved me out of the way just far enough. And he got me in my other arm, and he severed my radial nerve, and he cut my tricep muscle almost in half. And then he also stabbed me in my chest and punctured my lung. And then they took off. And this happened so quick. And Julie, my roommate, flipped on the light. And I wound up on the floor beside the bed in a puddle of blood.
Oh, my goodness.
And she came around, and I said, Julie, go get help. And I was just one of the amazing things. There were so many miracles in this trip. I mean, I could probably be on the phone all day telling you about all the miracles that God did on that trip. But God just absolutely blanketed me with peace. I mean, I knew that I had been stabbed three times, and I knew there was a lot of blood. But Julie took off screaming for help, and it was just me and God in that room. And I can't describe the peace that I felt. I mean, I knew I was bleeding. I knew I was in this puddle of blood. And I told God, I said, if this is the way that you want me to come home, I'm okay with it. I'm ready.
Hmm.
Gave my life to Christ when I was about 10, and I knew where I was going. And I just remember being on the floor on my knees, and then, and this is the most amazing thing. The next moment, I was standing in front of a door. And it was just this beautiful blue door with white around it. And I knew God was on the other side of that door. And I was just waiting for him to open it. And I don't know how long I waited. It was just a moment or two. And then I kind of saw myself standing in front of that door at a little bit of a distance. And I saw a silhouette on the other side. And it's kind of hard to describe exactly what I saw. But when I saw that, I heard God's voice, and he said, and it was such a sweet, soft voice, and he said, you're going to be okay. And as soon as I heard that, then I just, I knew I was back on the floor in the mission house. And I could feel the floor on my knees again. And that's when everybody come rushing into the room, and I had three doctors. One of them was a trauma doctor, and I had a paramedic with about 30 years of experience. They were all on me, and they got me up on the bed, and they couldn't find a pulse. And they were trying to figure out what happened. There was blood everywhere. And I was so conscious of who all was in the room, and I knew it was going on, and everybody that couldn't fit in the room was on their knees just outside praying, just outside the door praying, and God answers prayers. So I couldn't blink my eyes, and I was thinking, I've got to do something. These people are going to think I'm dead, and I'm not. But they couldn't find a pulse. And finally, Lynette, the paramedic, she said, Renee? And I said, yeah. And she said, what happened? And I said, I got stabbed. So they all found the wounds and got pressure on the wounds and got me downstairs into an SUV. And all the guys in that SUV that took me to the hospital had the same blood type that I did. That was one of the miracles. And on the way to the hospital, it's a very rutted road with holes. And so and I remember Lynette kept saying, you know, brace yourself, we're going as fast as we can. There's another rut. But I never felt any of those ruts, any of those bumps. It's like God had me in his hands, and he was keeping me so comfortable. But I was still at this amazing, amazing peace. And I just... God said that I was going to be okay, and God didn't lie. I mean, I knew I was going to be okay. But they got me to the hospital, and I had a lung dam, and they were taking all my vitals, and my blood pressure was a little bit low, but it wasn't too bad. And my oxygen level, for anybody that's medical, my oxygen level after having lost all that blood and having a lung dam was still 98%. Which is, they couldn't believe that. And wow. I did have to have a chest tube put in, and I knew what they were doing. I was very aware of everything that was going on. They brought this cart around, and I felt the pressure of the tube going in my chest, but I never felt any pain. And I have never, this is one of the other things that just boggles the doctors. I have never, ever felt any pain from any of these stab wounds, ever.
Wow.
Even after the nerve damage and the muscle damage, I have never felt any pain. But I did spend 5 days in the hospital, and I was always comfortable. Mm-hmm. And the rest of the teammates, they had such an opportunity to witness to the nurses and the other patients in the hospital while I was recuperating there.
Amen. Hey, Renee, thank you. Sorry to interrupt, but we've got other callers who've been waiting a long time. But that is just,
that's okay.
Praise the Lord. And thank you for calling. That's a wow. What a story. And you could have easily bled to death.
Yeah.
People can bleed to death far less. For less reasons than when she had happened to her. Mm-hmm. And you can bleed to death in 30 minutes, can't you?
Yeah, absolutely.
Or less, especially with it severing an artery.
Yes.
Yeah. All right, 888.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, go, I you're yield. Listening, you're listening to Miracle Monday here on American Family Radio. Our Bible verse that you need to memorize today comes from where, Abe?
Psalms 107:2. And it says, that the redeemed of the Lord, let the redeemed of the Lord say so.
And that's what we're doing. All right, if you want to call in with your miracle, we've got, I tell you what, I don't know. Go ahead and get the phone number.
Okay.
We'll try to get as many as we can on.
888-589-8840. That's 888-589-8840.
Back to the phones.
All right, talk to Yvonne calling from Jackson, Missouri. Welcome to Trivia. I have Trivia Friday stuck in my brain. I guess I need to be on this week.
Well,
but anyway, we're Miracle Mondays.
It makes you smarter, and I think that's a subconscious reaction, Jim, to you know that when you get through listening to Trivia Friday,
I'm a better person.
Well, Ed says you're
More betterer.
Yes.
Okay.
More betterer person.
Well, since I'm sitting in for Ed, that must be where it's coming from.
Yeah.
All right. Yvonne, welcome to
Maybe
Miracle
Maybe that's
Monday.
Your miracle, that
could
you
be
become
it.
Smarter.
Well, that would be a miracle. All right, Yvonne, it's your turn.
Yes. Well, 23 years. My son is a 23-year miracle. Excuse me. For 23 years, my husband and I desired to have a child. And we rededicated our lives in 2000. In 2001, God spoke to me and said, He knows the desires of my heart,
Amen.
And you will have a son named David that will do my mighty works. And between those years, I had been diagnosed with PCOS and bicornuate uterus, which is a heart-shaped uterus. And I had four different doctors that say there was no way you can ever have a child. There's just no way it will happen. And in 2008, miraculously, I became pregnant with not only one child, but two children, and they went on to be with the Lord. And, you know, with lots of prayer, I had 12 years of prophecy from many, many different ministers. And the last prophecy was the gentleman asked me, said, do you have three children? And I said, no. He said, well, they're coming and they're coming quickly. And in this process, I had someone ask me about if I would be willing to adopt children. And I didn't want to be a Sarah, and I did not want to fix it. I knew God promised me David, and I knew David was coming.
Mm.
And in a year and a half, not only did I adopt two children, but I also had my son named David. And during the pregnancy, when I became pregnant, the doctor brought me in the very next day to have an ultrasound, and he said, be prepared, you'll be on 9 months of bed rest. And during the pregnancy, I had 2 weeks. 2 weeks before his birth, he was breached. The doctor said, we're going to have to do a C-section. So we came in the next week. We had ultrasounds done miraculously, once again with God's favor. He had turned, was in correct position, ready to be born.
Amen.
The day he delivered, I had no pain at all. God took the pain away. I didn't feel the contractions. And right after he was born, they diagnosed him with what's called stridor. Well, you know, it's where there's a collapsing of the bronchial tube. Well, I know God did not bring him into the world to take him out. So, you know, believing in God, lots of prayer, God healed him of that. And, you know, what God has for us, no man can take it away from us.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, for those that have been trying to have children for years and years, 23-year miracle, it's a long time to wait, but God has big things in store.
Amen. That's a great testimony.
That he answers our prayers.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Yvonne. We appreciate that.
Yeah, thanks for calling. That's wonderful. We celebrate with you.
Amen. That's, you know, it's a lot like the story of Hannah, where she had been barren and cried for a child. So thank you for sharing that with us. Going to talk to Jerome now, calling from Americus, Georgia. Jerome, welcome to Miracle Mondays on American Family Radio's Today's Issues. Hi, Jerome.
Good morning, fellas.
Good morning.
Well, my miracle started on June 16th, 2005. I had my 16-year-old daughter and 12-year-old daughter were involved in a single car accident. She went off the road a little bit and overcorrected and wound up flipping her car four times and snapping a telephone pole into three pieces.
Wow.
The driver's side of the car was smashed in. My 16-year-old, she was unconscious. By God's grace, my 12-year-old was able to get out of her seatbelt and get out of the car. And she walked away just receiving a few stitches in her left arm. But it all started, she said, my daughter, the 12-year-old, told me, she said, Daddy, while the car was flipping, there was a man on the hood holding the steering wheel. And I'm like, what? She's like, the steering wheel. He was pulling the steering wheel off of Ashley. Well, I went back and looked at the car. And the angle of the steering wheel, there was no way with the damage to the car for the steering wheel to be pointed up in the direction it was in. I talked to the guy at the body shop, and he said he could not explain that one himself. So that let me know right then God had an angel keeping the steering wheel off my side.
Amen.
Amen.
She said 3 months in a coma, 13 days in a coma, and 3 months in the hospital altogether. She had to learn to walk, talk, eat, everything all over again. And by his grace, she's 27 years old. She's graduated from high school. She's graduated from technical college. And 3 years ago, she made me a granddad.
Yeah, that's great, Jerome.
Thank you, Jerome. Praise God. Amen. Appreciate you sharing with us. Man, this is just...
There's some good stories today, you know, good testimonies.
It's been a, can you top this?
it just goes to show that the Lord is still in the miracle working business.
Amen.
Praise God. I think we have time for one more.
All right.
And our apologies to those who've called in and couldn't get on the air with us, but we've simply run out of time. We've got time for one more.
One more. And we're going to talk to Patricia calling in from Hattiesburg, Mississippi. Patricia, welcome to Miracle Monday on Today's Issues. And there she is, not there. So we're going to run right up to Marilyn calling from Little Rock. Marilyn, welcome to Trivia Friday on Today's Issues.
Not Trivia Friday.
Miracle Monday.
Miracle Monday. Goodness. I am, you know, we talked about a rut earlier.
Yeah.
I'm in it. I don't think we're going to get Marilyn.
It's Monday, Jim.
It is Monday.
Are we getting anybody else?
We're trying to get Marilyn. Our call screener was being kind and letting her know that she was not going to be on, and now she is. Marilyn, welcome to Miracle Monday on Today's Issues.
Well, it is. Our miracle-working God. I'll talk fast because I know we're in short time. In about February of 2005, I was praying in the morning, as I do, and the Lord, I was just led to start praying for every cell in my father's body, my earthly father.
Hmm.
And I had no idea why. Just started praying for, in May of that year, he went blind in one eye. And I was living in Louisville, Mississippi. And he said, well, I called him that morning and I said, how you doing, Dad? And he said, well, I'm okay, but I went blind and I can't see out of my eye. And I said, I'll be right there. We'll be right there. At any rate, he was diagnosed with ocular melanoma from being out on the water, really fair, blue eyes, and on the water for many years, just fishing and water skiing and stuff. And so at any rate, kept going to the doctor. It spread to his liver, the melanoma. It spread around his body. I kept praying for every cell in his body. It spread to his brain, and during the week before he went to heaven, he was in a teaching hospital in Little Rock, and they have rounds, and all the five or six or ten doctors were, you know, huddled around his bed, and they said, well, have you ever had any pain? And he said, no. And they said they just all looked at each other, and they said, You've never had any pain in your thoracic area.
30 seconds.
Eye and your head. He said, "I've never had any pain." The Lord, He never had any pain, y'all. The Lord, we work for an awesome God.
Amen.
We
thank you.
Thanks, Marilyn.
Thanks, Marilyn. Sorry we had to rush you, but praise the Lord, you were able to get that testimony in. Wow,
God is good.
Amen.
Man,
what's the scripture again today, Abe?
Psalms 107:2. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. And I didn't read the whole one. I'll read the whole one really quickly. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy.
Amen.
Hey, thanks everybody for calling. Sorry we didn't get the calls that we're waiting on, who were standing by. Maybe next month. Hey, we'll be back after the news with more of Today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.